Can we?
The mic's on. Mic's on now. Mic on. Check. Check. 1, 2.
Good morning.
Hey, Brent.
Hey,
Claire. All right, so we'll go over, is there anything else we need to talk? We'll go over a few little housekeeping stuff and then just talk about mainly just what everybody's up to. How does that sound?
Good.
I think Sam will join us. I think Emma's giving a proteomics talk today.
Oh, yeah, she's at the conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I'll talk to her. I think I'm talking to her 10 today. You know, she backed out Saturday. She had more important things to do. We'll see. All right, GSS. Who wants to talk about GSS?
Jake does.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Would you like me to present? I figured out a presentation of some sort.
When is that?
I believe it's November 17th.
Yeah, right in the middle of summer.
Yeah. It's like before Thanksgiving.
I don't know. What do you think, Claire?
Of whether Jake should present?
Yes, Claire. That's what's on the table.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to present on his project, then it would be interesting so that, you know, the department knows what he's working on.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a split to me. I don't remember if you went on your first year.
I tried to when they were full.
Okay.
I had to go on my first year.
And they were like, oh, you
mean you got to.
What is it?
It's like the graduate student symposium, so it's just SAS graduate students. It's pretty good. I mean, you should maybe consider it. I mean, it's up to you. You're kind of done.
Jake had to go last year.
Jake went last year, so he saw it. I mean, it's a little bit of a trade. My personal feeling is always it's a good experience, but I don't want you wasting too much time on it because and you don't have much data. And so that's my only concern is just because there's so much stuff going on, it's not going to hurt my feelings if you decide not to, though I shouldn't mute that. You know, officially I should encourage everybody to do that.
Well, I was just thinking because I've got my basic proposal for the NSF GRFP written up, that I could just take that and make that into a presentation. Since I don't have much data.
You're just don't spend a ton of time on it.
Yeah, that's Claire's advice. If you're going to do it, don't
spend it. I've got a PowerPoint.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably easy for you because you've got something to talk about. I mean, you've got to, it's not as...
A month later, I'd have to do my defense.
Yeah, it might be good. Yeah. Actually, it's probably pretty good for you, actually, to get feedback.
Really
because just by doing it...
December?
Yeah.
Just by doing it, you'll get a feel for where the questions might come in and where to elaborate. So, yeah, you should do it.
I'll
look
it up.
Hey, Sam. Wow, look at that studio. That is nice. Where's his lower third, though? Let's get that set up. Okay, so, yeah. And so you might have something to talk about, too, then for data, but yeah, either way. All right, where are we now? So GSS, the other thing that I was kind of worked on a little bit this weekend is not great, but you might want to kick it around is I'm trying to do this easy way to search all of our Webernet properties. And so it's just a custom. I actually looked in it, and we had this like 5 years ago, and we just let it die. So it's this custom search engine. It's not perfect. Like, I'm not sure it's grabbing Evernote right now. I'm trying to figure out how to do that. But, you know, we want a way that we want to, if we did something 4 years ago, how to back and find it easily. So now this is like searching just the wiki and the main website and Oyster Jeans. Does anybody, Matt or Claire, do y'all have anything that would just be found on your Evernote notebooks? Because I have them in there. I just don't think, I think the URLs are...
Do like SRA. That's where I did my SRA submission.
I mean, definitely, it's fast. Wiki. So... It's just the URLs are so convoluted that I don't know if they're able to scrape those or not, but that's just kind of getting there. I forgot what the original reason was. But.
I tried to find the video up here with the spider and Claire this weekend, and it took me forever.
That's
I finally found
it's
it, and then it, and then, it's, then it said that it was private video, and I couldn't watch it.
What? Too bad. I'll go back.
Where is it? That's a good question.
It was on Google Plus.
Was it tagged properly?
I thought it was tagged as dishwasher.
Yeah, you should be able to see anything in Google Plus.
It was tagged as payback.
Yeah, or was it?
Or that was the label. Maybe it was, I don't know.
This is important. Let's stop and see.
We should put it on Facebook again.
No.
It was on Facebook? Okay, so we should be able to search community for the word spider. That's it. If I was Doug, that's
but
what I would
But I don't think it said spider.
Well, it seems like whoever posted that made a mistake. Okay, what else would I look? Payback?
Payback was written underneath it.
No results for payback. Okay, so then we just go to dishwasher.
It was 4 months ago.
Do you guys watch that video of my magic trick, or did it just
come
up
with
pictures?
Yeah, I showed Caleb
this weekend. Oh, yeah, me and the kids watched it.
I practiced that for so long.
I have no idea how it was done.
I
sure forgot how it was.
What'd you do?
Maybe it's not under dishwasher.
Yeah, it must not be under dishwasher.
It's not tagged at all. It's terrible.
Who is your TWIF?
Oh, there's a TWIF!
A TWIF. See, that's another place we're not searching. It's TWIF. Is that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we find TWIFs?
It's a TWIF.
This week in FDR.
See, this is why we need a common search.
Podcast. I'm not subscribed to that one.
One day we'll just give up and just. I mean, I wonder if we just did Google it. We just Googled that. So if we just did TWIF, spider, would that be crazy?
No.
That would have been neat if it
worked. Spider.
Thanks for getting this really.
I'm glad we're spending time on this.
It was like really on. It was before 6, I think.
God, this is killing me.
I'll get it posted in public.
There we go. TWIF S1E3. 4 months ago.
We don't have to watch it.
Alright, glad we got that taken care of. This is the right one? Jake, you're still trying to figure out how to post your goals, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm doing it all.
Notebook.
What were you doing last week?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I forget what that
was.
What's
notebook?
I forget. Well, one that Jake is kind of just the nuances of like your lab notebook of what, you know, this is a tough one because we're all kind of spreading out of what to kind of keep on like your own notebook that I don't know if it's that set up yet or the only one or some kind of at least some kind of concerted effort so at least you know what's where and everybody else knows and can basically kind of maintain on a daily basis. It's just a note for Brent. I think this month technically we want to be on Rock Scallop or something.
Yeah.
All right, maybe if you just email me, I looked today and they haven't asked me yet, so maybe if you shoot me or help me come up with what number that is, I can try to take care of that when they ask.
Okay, yeah, I've got the budget number somewhere.
Okay. Okay, and so next week, big week, what's going on next week?
Are you asking me?
Sure. You go.
We're going back out on Ninth Tides next week.
Okay. So I think the plan is we're going to hopefully relocate everything, count everything, get tons and tons of data. Monday a.m., me and Joth are going to Manchester, hopefully. Is Rick back in town?
He'll be back today.
We want to hang something.
No, he's...
He's still out there in Michigan.
Yeah, he was spending more time. He was going out to check on those lake trout. I think he's back Thursday or Friday.
All right, so we want to get them off the ground and hang them.
They're just covered in mud or what?
Well, we're kind of concerned about freezing.
Oh.
Kind of poor planning. We should have just hung them to begin with. Does Noah have something we can hang off of? That floating dock? Or does Noah have something attached
the
to
net the net pen's ours.
Is yours?
It's Noah's.
Noah. Okay.
The pier is the US or the EPA's, but the net pens are Noah's.
Okay. Is there stuff out in the net pens? Fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could Walt would be the one to ask permission if we could hang something off of there?
Yeah, I would talk to Walt first.
So Manchester doesn't Noah doesn't have a part of the EPA dock?
No.
No. Okay.
They just let us use it to get out to
our...
Right.
So our only option for hanging in the water column would be the floating.
The net.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll try to check in with Walt today. And then Jake, Jake and Brent are going where Monday morning?
Fidalgo.
And then Tuesday morning... What's that?
Are we going to Oyster Bay?
You have to help me. What's Oyster Bay? Is that Daybob South?
That's South.
Daybob's staying where they are, so it's just
it's the South.
Dwayne's place. Safe. Everything getting out, counting, and hanging the racks. So,
although we could just reposition. I mean, it might take us a while to reposition these things. I mean, we might want to collect data a different time.
Right. So that's what I want to kind of talk about. In my mind, what I was thinking is me and Joth could easily go, assuming we get permission to put him on the floating dock, me and Joth would go in the middle of the night, bring him up on shore, go back in, and then maybe somebody from Seattle could come help us do the data collection. But that's easy because that's Bainbridge Island.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's up to you. It's up to what other people think about the South and Fidalgo. So what do you
see? I think we have to look at the timing and all that, but, you know, if we're going out in the middle of the night, pulling them into the upper intertidal, and then redeploying, once we have a spot to do that, and then we have to go out again that next night, it might make sense to hold off on data collection until we're, you know, for a different day, just entirely, just go up and
okay.
pull them and collect data.
Okay.
It might.
So the key next week should just be getting them off the ground, and making and hanging them and hanging them and then calling it a day.
Yeah, I think we just have to look at how much the logistics around it. Like I can't remember what the time of the tide is, but if it's 2 a.m, I think we should do that. If we can get to it earlier in the evening and still get some sleep, data collection the next day wouldn't be a problem, but, you know.
Well, I just say we call it now and say no data collection, because the tides are, I mean, according to what I remember, it's like 1 a.m., and especially with the distance. I mean, like I said, Manchester should be easy, but if we're going to wait, we might as well just wait on everybody for the data collection. And just focus, because it's not trivial, the logistics of getting up, you know, doing Fidalgo and South Sound. I mean, just the freaking driving's worse than anything, let alone figuring out the hanging.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jay, you'll be kind of considering those two sites, and me and Joth will take care of. Plan on take care of Manchester. I don't know where the supplies now. Where is it?
They're at my house. I'm bringing them in this afternoon.
Okay.
So I want to just double check with Joth on a couple of things, but then you can just put together the rigs, basically, get things somewhat pre-assembled so that it should go easily.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave it up to whoever's on site, but I was thinking even for me and Joth, it wouldn't be that hard to just, if we got permission, we could just stack them and hang them at 2 o'clock in the morning and be done with it.
Right.
We'll just let that be a call on a per site basis. I'll work on procuring permission, and then y'all will deal with procuring permission and whether you're sleeping and all that up at the other locations, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a lead on something in Fidalgo, but nothing solid yet.
Okay. All right. So the other thing we'll talk briefly about, so Sam's working on kind of compiling this oyster data for this other project. I'm putting it in a spreadsheet. Do you have a URL for that, Sam? Is that public?
It's not public. I can do that right now.
And so my guess is you probably have all of our oyster stuff put together on a spreadsheet. And then we're slowly getting to the place where we're uploading them to SQL Sharing Aquarium. Dude, the audio just went awful. We're getting feedback from Sam.
Oh, feedback from me?
Yeah, feedback from you. So then we'll get into the process of putting him up in SQL Share so we can query him and all that kind of stuff. And so Sam will just kind of share what he has, and you'll speak with the people with Oyster Data, make sure it looks good, and then I'm working on trying to commonly and get them to a place where they can be uploaded and then post-analyzed, and maybe the next step, I don't know how easy this will be, but if Sam, if you wanted to take a look and see if there's any, start kind of going through SRA and seeing if there's other people's oyster data, and you know, at a very simple nature, just kind of grabbing a description in that data, and then I'll work on transforming it and then getting an SQL share, and then later on we're going to, you know, reevaluate the other data set. So the goal being that when Dan and Bill come the 24th, we kind of have a framework, or at least our part done, about getting the data up there and some ideas about how they can make it pretty in an interface on top of it, right? Okay. All right. So before we talk about what everybody else is up to, maybe Mac wanted to ask a question about this figure on her things she's working on, or maybe would that help we lead that? Maybe that's how we lead into what people are working on?
Sure. Can they see that screen?
In a minute.
Okay. Should I just start explaining it?
Yes. Okay. Or maybe the context of the reviews in the paper.
Yep. So this is reviews I got back from the paper that's the MBD bisulfate sequencing. So this is whole methylome data and combined it with gene expression data. So a reviewer commented back, well, initially the RNA-seq data I was using to compare to the methylation data was from a different animal. It was from the Zhang paper. But we have the RNA-seq data now for these particular samples. We've got matching methylation and gene expression data for the same pooled animals. And a reviewer wanted to have, like, can you give some example genes to support this, you know, thing that you're saying about how it could possibly be involved in alternative splicing. And the alternative splicing is only referenced in the discussion, and to be honest, I felt kind of like it was a, here's this methylation data, this is possible, kind of a speculation in the discussion, this is the patterns we see, this could be tested next kind of thing. But a reviewer wants to see examples of some genes to support this, and I don't really think it needs to be supported because I don't think I'm making that claim necessarily.
Right, so what you just said is the paper has really nothing to do with alternative splicing and methylation.
Right, it's basically reporting the pattern seen in the methylome.
Yep.
And the relationships on a whole genome level between expression and methylation. So the figure that's up there now is a possible example of what could be shown. And it's showing basically an unmethylated gene on top and a more methylated gene on the bottom. And so the top track is methylation data, so the little bars represent where the methylation is. The track below that is showing RPKMs, this is gene expression data. So the more consistent bars would be all exons are being expressed at the same rate. Top graph showing differences in expressions, maybe suggesting some kind of isoform. I get kind of weirded out that it feels like cherry picking, and like by showing that it's making more of a claim that can actually be made. Because this does fit the pattern of there's more methylation, you get consistent expression across exons, the upper one is less methylation, and maybe you get more diverse expression, but it's pooled gene expression data, so there's 8 individuals in there. And I guess what I worry about is making more of a claim than can actually be made with the data by showing these examples.
Well, yes. But you don't have to, yes. Okay. There's some happy medium.
Is this a discussion point in your paper primarily?
Yes.
It's this thing where she's just looking at the simple relate. It's a descriptive paper that's just looking at methylation and gene expression, but it does beg the need to at least speculate, right? Even though the function wasn't tested, and so you did speculate in one sentence, and the reviewer picked up on that one sentence and wanted to see more evidence for that. So
right.
I agree with you. However, we have the data, so to me there's some kind of happy medium that we please the reviewer so it's accepted. And don't overclaim it.
But then I feel like I'm bringing this into the results, which does
right,
need
I
to be defended.
By showing a figure like this, you are bringing in a result that.
Right. If you choose, you're right. Or you could, without thinking about it, you could just allude to it, publish it elsewhere, put it on Figshare as a data set, and placate the reviewer in the response, but also give it a very nicely worded sentence in the discussion where they can access this data and see it for themselves. You're still on it.
That's kind of along the lines of what I was thinking too, is just if you can just add a sentence or two to what you've already said that gives an example, for example, blah, 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 and then if you can link out to something, great, or not, but it should placate the reviewer because without showing a figure, because I think that gives it a lot of weight.
I do too.
So he's excited about the weight and you're sad about the weight. No, I don't know if he's excited or not. I see what you're saying. You're opening up a can of worms here. If you go, I'm not saying you go with this figure, but this data is interesting.
Yeah.
And it wasn't trivial to get.
It seems like you could. It seems like you could write another paper that highlights this kind of thing.
And I think with a non-pooled data set, that would be awesome. But I feel a little weird.
This analysis was designed in order to take that into consideration because it was only looked at the genes that had a significant amount of coverage expression in all exons. So, okay. I think there's some kind of happy median here. What I did for the QPX paper too,
mm-hmm.
is I showed the reviewer all of this stuff, just kind of like this, and because they wanted a whole genome browser in addition to the paper.
Right, right.
So I did
that.
This, and I showed it in the response letter, and I think I made them happy. But then I also made it a reference, and I gave them the genome browser in the reference in Figshare.
You gave them a genome browser as an XML.
No, I gave, in Figshare, I published all the six tracks and the XML file.
Uh-huh.
And then I said it's published elsewhere. So that's what I was getting at to my explanation is, I think with a very carefully worded response, and somehow linking to this as a published product, and then with a stipulation in the response of letters that we are we feel it's kind of we would be however you want to say it, given that this, we don't want to suggest anything beyond what's there, but. There are some interesting trends I've shown in here. I think that might be a happy medium. What do you think?
Okay.
Or median. Is it median or median?
Median.
Median, right? It's like in the middle.
Yeah, but that's too nerdy. I think regular people say
medium. I don't know.
Regular people.
Right.
Speaking of which, did anyone watch 60 Minutes last night about the 14-year-old kid who developed a prostate cancer diagnostic?
No.
Oh my god, he's so cool.
Oh yeah, I saw the video when he won the prize. It's crazy.
So nerdy, it was adorable.
It's really cute. We should see him winning.
It
was on 60 Minutes, and he was saying, I don't think it's work, it's actually play, because being in the lab is just fun.
And then, like, no one would let him use their lab space. He would be, like, so
late. Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah, sounds like a nice evening of hanging out with the grandparents watching 60 Minutes.
Well, that's better than me. I was asleep before 7:09 last night, so I wasn't even up late enough for 60 Minutes.
I watched a terrible movie.
What'd you watch?
I don't even know what it was. It was something about some guy becomes infertile, so he decides to break into a sperm bank that he used to donate. To impregnate his wife.
And the science is driving you crazy?
What about motility?
He spills the entire fresh sample cabinet on himself. It was terrible. Don't.
You were hoping to find
made
it.
By the guys who did Super Troopers.
Weren't you?
And I didn't pick the movie.
Alright, so back to... So that's what you're working on, Mac.
That's what I'm working on.
They had some nice CASA videos in it.
Did they?
They did. They're like, these sperm are confused. Like, boom. Anyway.
That's what I'm working on.
And that'll be done.
I'm hoping to have it done by the end of the day tomorrow. Because I'm not going to be here Wednesday and maybe part of Thursday and Friday. Because my dad's coming a long way to visit.
or even the day today, right? Especially if Brent says we don't need to put it in the results, and it should say, it should at least cut out a day of time. But. All right. How about you, Doug? Just working on paper, huh?
Yeah, I sent the paper that I've written to Rick to be revised. We'll see when he gets that back to me, being over in Wisconsin. Just working on more background introduction stuff for my thesis, and yeah.
Everything's on track then for December? As far as you can tell?
As far as I can tell, I mean, most of that manuscript, I think, you know, will translate pretty well into the thesis, just adding more sections and more background information. So, add some more figures, but should probably talk to my group about picking a date.
Yeah.
And submitting that to the graduate school.
Did we talk about having a committee meeting or no?
No one talked about it.
Okay.
But we could.
Yeah.
It's not like Rick and Adam have anything to do.
Yeah. Yeah, he shouldn't have any excuses of why he can't get his reviews back to you in a timely manner.
Well, he was out on lake.
He's out of contact for at least a week.
Whatever lake that is.
Michigan?
I don't think it's Lake Michigan. I don't know. He was up. I don't remember. I'm spacing out right now. Isle Royale, I think.
Alright, how about you? What are you up to this week, Jake?
Yesterday I wrote my first rough draft of the proposed research section for geography, so I need to get that kind of polished before I turn it in this week for them to kind of review it in the group next week.
Okay.
And then I'm going to write my personal statement. And then other than that, I'm just working on homework and trying to get the logistics for the Oyster Bay stuff or the Oyster stuff taken care of. That's it.
Yep. What else is on your plate this month?
I have to find a way to digest a bunch of DNA samples so I can do that as well.
Isolate, yeah. So hopefully we heard last week that was one of your goals, is at least get a test tube and pipette in hand, is to play with something by the end of the month, right?
Right.
Yeah. We need to clear out some space. Clear up a lot of space. I'm thinking about kind of, if listeners have other ideas, see, like moving some stuff, taking over some of Claire's lab with something concerted, maybe like all the random electronic stuff that's not being used. Something like that on one of those benches over there. But if the emails have any other ideas of how to best use that space so we can free up some of our space, that would be good. So Brent, what are you up to this week?
I'm trying to catch my breath with some of the other stuff I'm working on. So I've got a bunch of correspondence to take care of with the special issue on Blue Ducks upcoming, and getting planned for next week to redeploy.
Yep.
And right. Maybe getting started on rock scallops.
Yeah. So still up there too, I'm sure, looking for places to hang.
Yeah. That's the big issue. But Algo doesn't have a lot of options, so if people say no, we're going to run out of options.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Sam? What are you going to be up to this week?
Just finishing putting together that spreadsheet. And CDog actually finally sent me all over Genius files this morning. So I'm going to take a quick glance at those in regards to the C1Q methylation stuff.
So. All right. And Claire got you sick?
This is me.
Probably.
Oh, my God. I was sick like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know how else I would have gotten sick. You're the only person that I was around that's been sick.
Charles was sick.
All right. So just real quick, this is a sheet. I'll post it to. He posted on the
the agenda, but these are kind of the libraries that he's come up with that are oyster, Pacific oyster, in nature. So, all right, and then Claire, what are you up to this week?
Working on my paper, analyzing RNA-seq. I think my paper's coming along pretty well. If you want to look at it. And I'm going to start working more on the intro of it. And then for RNA-seq data, I'm still looking at this promoter and methylation patterns, trying to associate, see if any patterns are associated with post-lim terms.
It's breaking out that one
breaking
stack.
Out each one.
You see if it happened to differentiate on that.
Yep. So I'm working on that, and then I have a lot of homework for my R class that I'm working on.
You could incorporate them together and like do your R with the finger. Did you see that R package thing I posted? I didn't look at it, but it's a splicer.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it. Unless there's anything else. Next Monday, it's probably unlikely that I'll be around, though I might. We'll see what the other sample, how we end up going with sampling. But maybe if we're just hanging and not counting, we might be here. So we'll just tentatively plan for a meeting, and then if we have to move, we have to move to some other time. And then I'm out a lot of this after Wednesday of this week and that communications thing. So can communicate with me, but I won't physically be here. I'll be over at the football stadium Wednesday night, all day Thursday, all day Friday.
What is it for?
How to communicate better. It's a tolerance workshop.
Nurturing
tolerance and compassion. Yeah. No, I'm supposed to learn how to talk to reporters or something. I don't know. We'll see. I was kind of excited. We'll see. I mean, I always thought these things were going to be good, but the way they've got it structured is a little odd. So we'll see if it's worth it.
Maybe you need to be a little more compassionate.
No understanding. Maybe I just keep an open mind. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Brent and Sam. Sam, hope you feel better.
Thanks.
And we'll
a little bit. See you all later.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.